From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. After Russia missed a midnight deadline to offer an explanation for the poisoning of a former Russian double agent, the British government Wednesday expelled nearly two dozen Russian diplomats. Prime Minister Theresa May, addressing Parliament, said no defense was offered as to why the Russians lost control of the deadly nerve agent used in the March 4 attack.
They have treated the use of a military-grade nerve agent in Europe with sarcasm, contempt, and defiance. So, Mr. Speaker, there is no alternative conclusion other than that the Russian state was culpable for the attempted murder of Mr. Skripal and his daughter, and for threatening the lives of other British citizens in Salisbury, including Detective Sergeant Nick Bailey.
The Prime Minister said this constituted an unlawful use of force by the Russian state against the United Kingdom, requiring a response, including the expulsion of 23 Russian officials.
No explanation as to how this agent came to be used in the United Kingdom. No explanation as to why Russia has an undeclared chemical weapons program in contravention of international law.
The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the case of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who both remain in critical condition. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Sakharova called the British action a political and propaganda show that constitutes an attack on Russia, promising retaliation that is sufficient and corresponding. Two people were shot dead Wednesday in rioting in Conakry, capital of Guinea, as authorities clashed with anti-government protesters. The political opposition has been demanding the publication of results from last month's local elections. This is VOA News. In